Hit the like button if you like this video at any point. It's the only way we'll grow. Let's get it.
Kind of troubled by your attitude, young lady.
Me?
Yeah, remember a couple guys ago when you almost pineappled that dude because of his horoscope? What the f*** does being a Libra have to do with compatibility or anything? That's a stupid dive.
I mean, yeah, he called her out. But I would never waste my time calling in on a show like this to call out some dingbat who base who she gonna date off of horoscopes and star signs and all that. Now, I will say this. I believe there is something to the spiritual world and things like that and mystical things and things that some people may consider fringe. I think a lot of that stuff is actually real. But women take a very basic understanding of it and just make it seem like some fluffy nonsense. They take the most basic understanding of something like that and just run with it completely and misuse it. But yeah, don't call in on no show to call out some bonehead. It's not worth your time. He would have been better off just keep playing video games or whatever he was doing. But yeah, shame can be a very good tool to keep people righteous. But these modern women too far gone. Shame ain't even gonna stop them. They're shameless.
I saw a guy pay for a girl drinks. You know what happened? It was two girls. As soon as like he
signed, was it the old man?
No.
Okay.
It was like a black guy. As soon as the drink came, the girls like he handed the girls the drinks, and then as he was signing his check, the girls just dipped. Immediately.
I mean, yeah, that's the oldest trick in the book. That's why I would never, ever, ever, ever buy a broad a drink. I mean, I don't go to bars and clubs and things like that. Never been my scene. But even if it was my scene, I ain't buying you no drink. I don't know you like that. And I don't have the expectation that me buying you a couple of drinks is going to impress you, especially if you're attractive. She get drinks bought for her every weekend. Fellas, don't think that's doing something. You're not going to get laid because you bought a drink. Actually, there's a bigger chance you won't get laid because you bought her a drink. She going to bring some food back to the dude she actually going to F that night. Or actually, she probably took the drink you bought and walked off and gave it to the guy she really about to go home and screw. Here, babe, you want a drink? Don't ever buy a witch a drink. You hurting your chances by buying a drink. Because she know you just another sucker. She see you as just another punk that she got over on. So I can't feel sorry for him. Hopefully he learned his lesson with that.
Damn.
Like, he didn't even have time, like, to, like, he was, like, literally, like, signing the check. And then you looked around, and they were gone. I was just like, well, yeah. And that's part of the game. Like those girls just ran game on it.
Your sis just got out of county for beating up her boyfriend. And let me guess, that's supposed to be cute, funny. It's a fun TikTok to make. Can you imagine anybody posting a TikTok, recording themselves picking up their brother, and the caption saying, yeah, my bro just got out of county for beating up his girl. No, not in a million years. But when women beat up men or hit men, it's hilarious, right?
Y'all, I really have abandonment issues. And I never noticed until now. Like, what the f***? And we all know where it came from. My daddy. Then my brother kind of became my dad, but he was in that gym because he had a daddy there. Whatever. Long story short is when I date, I'm used to, like, just, you know, we have our little run and that's the fuck it. I go about my business and you go about your business. Never seen anything wrong with that. I'm just thinking, like, you know. So I just started dating this guy that I really like a lot. He's nice to me. He treats me like a princess. The energy is definitely there. I'm enjoying this. So we now reach that time where usually I go my own way and the person goes their own way. And I'm just sitting here looking at this guy like, why are you still here?
Right. Because she knows in her heart of hearts, he shouldn't be there. And she knows she doesn't deserve a guy like that deep down. So usually women will sabotage it. That's why she asks, why are you still here? You shouldn't be. What, are you dumb or something? That's why trashy, damaged modern women can't respect a dude that treat him like a princess. Because she know the game. She know if she was a guy, she wouldn't treat a girl like her like a princess. So she literally can't bring herself to respect you.
Guys did absolutely nothing wrong. And here I am, so annoyed that he's still here. Like, what? What do you want? And I already know, like, after the last time we spent together, I'm probably not going to link him again.
Yeah, because she knows she can't be that princess that he sees her as. And that pressure is just too much for women like this. That pressure to live up to the princess that he sees her as. She knows that's not who she is. And maybe she could fake it for a week or two, a month or two. But she can't fake it for years. And honestly, she don't want to. People like this should just be single to save any potential partner that they would have been with.
And, you know, I came up with all these reasons in my head why it's his fault, but let's be real here. I have healing to do, and I have daddy issues. So instead of lying to myself and telling myself, another that ain't shit, or I just don't like him. Let's heal, okay? Let's not date. And I am too old to be feeling this way, and I have intentions on being married one day, and
not gonna happen. There's not enough counseling in the world. So that's another thing. Don't think you could fix these women. They're ruined for life. I mean, they may be able to get to a place where they're at peace, but I don't believe they can get to a place where they can contribute to a healthy relationship and make it last until they pass. I don't believe that. Don't try to fix them, ever. If she effed up, she's going to be effed up for the rest of her life. Guys can change and turn their life around. Women usually can't. When they get effed up, it's just a wrap for life. Don't ever forget that. No matter how harsh you may think it sounds. Now, you heard of guys who were on drugs who turned their life around and now they live in successful lives. How often do you hear about women who got on drugs who turned their life around and now she a wholesome housewife and she just cook and clean and take her kids to go play and she just a swell person now? Or a chick who used to be a prosty, used to run scams on dudes, but now she just a wholesome housewife and, you know, she's just super clean and super sweet and not a problem out of her. You don't really hear about that too often. You hear about it with guys who turn their life around. I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's a lot more rare.